And back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and of course we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we're hoping, against hope, we're going to have a special guest this afternoon. But if we don't, why, we'll be dependent upon those of you or listen to our calls, listen to our program, so that we can get the information out across America. We were hoping to have Frosty Woolridge this afternoon talking about what you would do if you wanted to destroy America. It's a fascinating talk he gives, and if we don't get him today, well, we'll get him at another time. And, of course, we will then, of course, try to get, I think, an alternative, and hopefully we'll have him very, very shortly. I'm going to ask my producer to go ahead and see if she can't track down our good friend Joel Skousen to get him on. In the meantime, if you're out in the listening audience would like to give us a call, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Well, you know, today was a very interesting day on the financial markets. Gold hit $700 an ounce. Silver hit almost $450. I think it closed about $14.44 for silver. That was up well over 50 cents an ounce. So it looks like the metals market is really beginning to explode, which was something we've been anticipating for a long period of time, because the prices certainly of the basic metals, and we're talking about copper and zinc and nickel, things like that, have been kept artificially low for a long period of time, and the same with the price of gold and silver. But I suspect that at this time we're going to be able to see them just going up, and once these things start running, and as the government is just pouring money into the economy, and you know they've stopped publishing the M3, and the reason they've done that is they don't want you to know what's happening. Now, we had Bob Chapin on last night, and he was saying that although M2 was only up about 5%, if you look and see all the bank credit and all of the other things that would go into M3, but they're not publishing it, this is going up 12 to 14%. In other words, massive increase in liquidity, and they don't want the American people to know, because this is highly inflationary. But, of course, people all throughout the country and in other countries who know what's going on are going to begin to move to protect themselves, because in inflationary times, why, people are wiped out. With an inflationary spiral, the average individual says it can't happen here. It's never happened in the past, and that really isn't true. It happened during the time of the continental dollar, and the currency became worthless during the American Revolution, and we had tremendous inflationary spirals. You know, leading up to 1811, we had an inflationary spiral leading up to the doing away with the Second Bank of the United States in 1836. And, of course, there was you remember the Roaring Twenties? That was what preceded the Great Deflation in 1929. Well, don't think that it can't happen again, because, well, we're in real trouble, and give us a call here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And our regularly scheduled guest did not show up this afternoon, so we're going to do open lines. We started out talking about what happened today with the gold and silver market. Gold hit $700, closed about $702 today in Dubai, and just about $700 in the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Silver was up to $14 and about 44 cents, pushing almost 14 and a half. A tremendous increase. And let's go to Michael, who's calling us from Texas. Hi, Michael. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, Dr. Stan. Yeah, I wanted to thank you for what you're doing. And, I'd like to comment about the inflation. I have a rather humble amount of savings that it took me years to collect, and very disturbing to think that it all may be worthless in the near future.
Well, I think you've have to take a defensive position, a very defensive position right now. And don't wait. As you should have done a long time ago. But anyway, go ahead, Michael.
I wanted to tell you one thing. I'm a student of Bible prophecy, and some of these incredible biblical prophecies are already manifested. And I'd like to mention one to you, the beast of Revelation 13, where the beast that's mentioned has 10 horns, and upon each horn is a crown. That particular prophecy is fulfilled at this very moment with 10 royal families in Europe who comprise a secret group called the Club of the Isles. And if you want me to, I can run you through real quickly all 10 of them.
All right, you go ahead.
Okay, the Queen of England, Prince Albert of Monaco, Queen Margarita of Denmark, King Carl Gustaf of Sweden, King Harald of Norway, King Juan Carlos of Spain, Queen Beatrix of Holland, King Albert of Belgium, Queen Marie Astrid of Luxembourg, and King Franz Joseph of Liechtenstein. All of these families are connected through this group called the Club of the Isles, and there are exactly 10 of them. And they, all Knights Templars and Freemasonry, flows downward from these 10 royal families.
All right. Is this written? Is this documented someplace where we can verify it?
Yes, sir, it is. There's a book entitled There Are Still Kings, the 10 Royal Families of Europe by Laura Belay, B-O-U, I believe it's L-A-U, Art Laura, and the last name is B-O-U-L-A-Y. Is the name, I think that's her last name, but the title of the book is There Are Still Kings, the 10 Royal Families of Europe.
All right, fine. Well, thank you very much, and I share your concern, and you may be right. I'm not acquainted with this concept, but I believe that the prophecies will come to pass. We will recognize them, and perhaps that's what it's all about. Anything else you'd like to say, Michael?
That's it, Doctor. Thank you.
God bless. Thanks very much. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And let me just point out that certainly the Queen of England and the British royal family plays a very important part in this, everything that's going on today. And certainly Prince Charles is one of the most powerful men in the world. And those of you who haven't read Joan Vian's book on Prince Charles, The Sustainable Prince, I think that's the title of it. Anyway, we carry her book on Prince Charles. And she points out that when he gave an invitation to the financial and corporate leaders of the world, and I think it was either late 1991 or early 1992, to meet on the Royal Yacht Britannia. Why, everybody was there, including Al Gore, and I think John Kerry was there, but the leaders of the world, the financial leaders of the world, and they set out an agenda, which became the agenda for the Second Earth Summit, which was probably the single most important meeting of that decade. Of course, the Millennium Conference was the single most important meeting of the new millennium. That was, of course, in 2000, but and we know, of course, that the royal Dutch family, it was the Prince Bernard of the Royal Dutch family, who set up the Bilderbergers. We do know, of course, that the royal family of Holland controls Royal Dutch Shell. And, of course, British petroleum is controlled by the British government and the British crown. So, yes, these forces are out there, and certainly. And the question is, why do we still have kings around? Well, many of them tie into the Club of Rome, and certainly many of the people of great wealth of this world are tied into these centers of power. One of the most secret of all groups is the Royal Order of the Garter. And, of course, this is the British order, and you'll find the key people in Great Britain are members of that, and even a few people here in the United States. And this goes back into the 1300s or the 1400s, has been one of the most powerful secret occult groups in the world, and that is covered in a book we carry called The Antichrist in a Cup of Tea. Well, let's go to... Is this Dave in Illinois?
No, sir, this is Dennis in Illinois.
Okay, Dennis in Illinois, go right ahead.
I'll be very brief, sir. I love your program, and you're doing fantastic work. I listened the last hour on shortwave. I do not believe it was live, but the lady was talking about the RFIDs.
That was a live program.
Okay, I did not know that. Anyway, she wanted to know any information about the cell phones being able to be tracked when they're off.
Right.
And, sir, I want to suggest to you, as a guest, Dr. Nick Begich.
All right, fine.
Have you ever heard of him?
Yeah, I know Dick. Does he have information on that?
Sir, he's done tremendous research on that technology on the cell phones. And, yes, that is true. And I believe his website is earthplus.com. Anyway, yeah, he has a lot of research on his website about that.
All right. Well, thank you so very much. And I'm not at all surprised. I think that they want to be able to track everybody. And certainly, if you got a cell phone and you don't want them to know where you are, don't take it with you.
Sir, I personally hate them. I don't want to even be around them, from what I've read about them.
Well, I tell you, though, they really do damage to the DNA. There was a group up in Washington that actually found that if you used a cell phone regularly, you suffered DNA damage to your brain. And, of course, when they were going to go ahead and publish that, why, they were actually threatened. The University of Washington was threatened if they put it out that they'd begin to actually lose some of their grants that they were getting. And they wouldn't have to put it out anyway. We actually have the article. So they do damage, and whether they promote cancers or what, I can't tell you. But they do damage, and they don't want the American people. And you see all of these people using their cell phones all the time. They think it's such a smart thing to do. And every place they go, they got the cell phone. And I agree with you. I don't like them either.
Well, I know a rather well-known person that passed away not long ago, and he was only, in his 30s, but he was on that thing all the time, and he died of a brain tumor.
Right, and if you're going to have a cell phone, you can get a little dealie, and you can put in your ear, and then a wire that goes over to the cell phone, but don't put that up next to your head, because, of course, it's sending out very, very strong radio waves that can go all the way to these sites, because they have these sites all over every community, but there is danger from intense radio wave, and that much I would really be concerned about.
Yes, sir. I think it would be wonderful if you and Dr. Nick could get on the air together.
I'll try to get hold of Nick. He's a good friend.
Okay. Thank you, sir, for your time.
God bless. Thank you. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY over here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And since we do not have a regularly scheduled guest, you're going to have to call in either that or have to hear me talking sort of a monologue about what's going on in our society. But I started the program by simply pointing out that today the price of gold hit $700 an ounce, about 702 in Dubai. And then, of course, the price of silver actually went to $14, and I think it was 24 cents, something like that. But anyway, certainly a very, very strong thrust forward, and I think it'll be at $15 here in very, very short order. And so I think what people really need to know is 44 cents, because it was almost $14.50. Anyway, of course, what this really suggests is that, you know, they're beginning to lose control of the precious metals. Now, they've controlled precious metals, you know, for, at least 50 years. And the reason that they've kept the price of gold down is because they didn't want people to have anything to actually be able to exchange other than their useless money, their paper money. And, of course, if you read the Encyclopedia Americana, it talks about money. Of course, it's a means of exchange. But if you look up paper money, they will tell you that paper money always becomes valueless. In fact, it was Alan Greenspan who wrote many years ago in 1966, "In the absence of the gold standard, there is no way to protect savings from confiscation. Through inflation, there's no safe store of value. If there were, the government would have to make its holding illegal, as was done in the case of gold. The financial policy of the welfare state requires that there be no way for the owners of wealth to protect themselves. This is the shabby secret of the welfare state as tirade against gold. Deficit spending is simply a scheme for the confiscation of wealth. Deficit spending is simply a scheme for the confiscation of wealth. Ladies and gentlemen, we have massive deficit spending. Although the government will tell you we're going to run a deficit of about $331 billion this year, they're lying. The real figure is going to be between $600 and $700 billion, almost three-quarters of $1 trillion. How much is $1 trillion? It took from 1789 until 1979 to accumulate $1 trillion in debt, and now we're accumulating, a $500 billion of debt, three-quarters of $1 trillion of debt every year. And it cannot go on. Well, let's go to Dave, who's calling from Illinois. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Dave. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, Dr. Stan.
Good.
I got a couple things. I tried calling last hour, the woman talked about the RFID. The trouble with alarming people about that whole subject is they don't seem to have a concern. I've talked to young people. My own nephew is like maybe 18 years old. You know, these young people just have no concern. They just think everything's hunky-dory. They just aren't worried. It's like, you know, I've heard Robert Chapman. We've all heard Robert Chapman has very astutely pointed out that the average American's never had a bad day in their life. And so they just don't think any bad's ever going to happen. So it's hard to convince people to be worried about this.
Dave, things are going to have to get a lot worse before people begin to realize there's a problem. And I can assure you, it's going to happen. We are on the edge of a financial catastrophe, of a military catastrophe. And, of course, as things get worse and worse, at that point, people are going to begin to listen. So don't get discouraged. Just tell them now, and later they're going to remember what you said. But the one thing to emphasize is the fact that, you know, there has never been an incident in all history where nations that have been terribly affluent and turned against God have not been destroyed. Ask them how they would like it, of course, if their money became worthless, you know, literally overnight. And this has happened in country after country after country. Ask them how they would feel if they started rounding people up and putting them in detention camps, and then point out that Halliburton has been given almost $500 million to begin building detention camps, and they can check that out on the Internet.
Yeah.
And then ask them what the meaning of that occult emblem is on the back of the dollar bill. Why is there an occult emblem of a Luciferian society on the back of the dollar bill? Does that bother you?
I'll tell you, Doc, here locally, where I live in, they're still building like crazy. And you would buy, if a person visiting my town would think that this area is booming, that we have tons of millionaires. But, I lived here my whole life, and I know this area is not expanding like that. You know, there's no companies hiring at big wages. It's all minimum wage stuff. So, this housing thing is just going crazy.
Well, of course it is, but thing is going to get into more and more problems because they are beginning to tighten up a little bit on the availability of loans. Now, right now, you can still get a loan. But you give it another couple of years, you know, after we get through this inflationary blow-off, and they're going to start clamping down, and most of these people are buying those homes, you're going to be able to pick them up real cheap if you've got any money left.
One more thing, Dr. Stan. All the Fed has to do is keep pumping that stock market up indefinitely, and people won't wake up.
They can't do it indefinitely. I wish, if, since we live in a multilateral world, we can no longer do it independently. Hey, hang on, we'll be right back. Okay, Dave, did you have anything else you wanted to say?
Well, I the stock market, which is so insane, I just don't see it coming back down.
It's going to have to come down because there's really nothing behind a lot of this. Now, some of the companies are making a lot of money, but they're making their money overseas. In other words, they are producing their goods in China or in other countries and shipping them in here to us. The difficulty is we have less and less jobs here. Why, sooner or later, the American people are no longer going to be able to buy these products. And if they can't buy the products, then they're not going to be able to sell them from other countries. And you've got to see the whole economy of the world turned down. They cannot keep this going indefinitely. They've tried it time and again down through the centuries, and it has never worked. It's not going to work today.
Well, Dr. Stan, people seem to be so asleep, almost in a coma. And it's hard to make them realize that this is just a delusion. We're living a delusion, you know?
I know, you're absolutely right.
Anyway, thanks a lot, Dr. Stan.
God bless, and let's go to George calling from Canada. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, George, are you there?
Yes. Good evening, Dr. Monteith.
Well, it's good to hear from you. Do you have a question or comment?
I have two questions. The first question is, I'm just wondering, would you happen to know of a book that might deal with the issue of hyperthyroidism and its cure, hyperthyroidism?
No, basically, I don't know of a specific book on that. The thing is that, are you speaking of Graves' disease? Does the person have exophthalmos, bulging eyes, or just losing weight and hypertension and rapid pulse?
Yeah, it's the hyperthyroidism I'm talking about, yes. Rapid weight loss, that sort of thing.
That is what they refer to as Graves' disease, or it's really hyperthyroidism. And of course, you can treat that medically with propylthiouracil. You can radiate thyroid. You can give radioactive iodine and kill the thyroid or operate on it. And you're really just going to have to get in the hands of a good doctor. I don't know of any alternatives, personally, that how you would deal with that.
Yeah, because I've listened to various medical doctors you've had on your show over the many years, and that's one particular ailment that sort of hasn't come up. That's why I was just wondering if maybe I missed something over the years. My final question, I'll listen off the air, is apparently, I forget which Rockefeller it is, for the Federated Americas made a statement about seamless borders between Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. for, I think it's, 2008, 9 or 10, I forget which year it is. I'd like to know your opinion, because I'd like to know these demonstrations that are taking place across America, I'd like to know how they, in fact, are associated with this agenda, this goal towards the seamless borders, because you can't help but think that there's a manipulation taking place to make this transition, and I'd like to know what you think.
Well, I think that you're absolutely right. I think they've created the problem, and the way they're handling it now, there is no way you could round up 20 million people and send them home. If you wanted to solve the problem, you would enforce our laws against hiring illegal immigrants, and there wouldn't be any jobs, and they'd go home. But they don't want to solve it. They want to have the cadre here. They want to make them all legal, then they can play one group against the other. And that's, of course, it's the old idea, out of chaos comes order. And that's exactly what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing. They don't want the American people to realize that the leaders of our country have no loyalty to America. Their loyalty is to this internationalist dream, and we'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and let's see now, is this Ralph in Oklahoma or Brock in Canada?
Hello?
Hello,
this is Brock in Canada.
All right, fine, Brock. How are you?
Good, thanks. I wanted to ask if you believe there will be a war this year with Iran?
Well, I really don't know. I mean, I have very, very smart people who tell me there will be a war probably in October to rally the people behind the Bush administration. I hear other people who tell me the war will not come until after November because they don't want to, you know, get people upset before the November elections because they are afraid the Republicans are going to lose control of Congress. I don't think that's the real issue. I think they control both political parties and they play them back and forth, and it's really all a mirage. It is hard to say. I will tell you that, as you know, the president of Iran, Mr. Ahmadinejad, has sent a 17-page letter to the Bush administration asking to negotiate so that they can avoid, you know, a confrontation, and the Bush administration has said that they will not negotiate with them. It sounds like they're going to maintain their hard line. It sounds like they're going to do the most incredible thing in the world, and that is come up with a justification for an attack on Iran. Doesn't make any sense. It would be the worst thing in the world they could do, but going to the Council on Foreign Relations website and reading the articles they're posting, I get the feeling that this is what they really intend to do. It's only a guess. We'll just have to wait and see. No one's a prophet, and you know what happens to a prophet if he makes the wrong prophecy.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, if we do, of course, attack Iran, it would be probably be a military attack, or it could well be that Israel, as you know, has a number of submarines. My understanding is that they have nuclear-tipped cruise missiles. We've provided the nuclear tips for those cruise missiles, and it could very well be that Israel will actually do the dastardly deed, and then we'll sit back and say, oh, you shouldn't have done that, but we're going to back you anyway, exactly as we did when they attacked Iraq's nuclear facilities in the early 1980s. So we're just going to have to wait and see, but I have an uneasy feeling that we are moving towards expanding the war in the Middle East.
Yes, and when do you see that the U.S. is going to continue to lose steam to Western Europe?
Yes, I think they are going to gradually transfer the leadership of the world away from America towards Europe. I think this is all being done in purpose. I think that they are going to become the major force. For instance, as you know, NATO troops are now fighting, have taken positions in Afghanistan. What is NATO doing in Afghanistan? Well, that was the North Atlantic Treaty Alliance. That was for defending Europe. No, NATO is now the world army. They just haven't told the American people that. And so they're taking on, combat positions in Afghanistan today. So everything is in place for the world government. The world army now has been deployed. But the American people have no idea, and they don't even bother to ask why NATO has troops in Afghanistan today.
Well, when do you think that the world government would be in place and that we'd be in the New World Order another 2-3 years?
Well, I think that they keep having more and more and more problems. Things just haven't gone too well in Iraq. And I think that they're a little unhappy that, that things have gone as badly as they have. I don't know why, because they did everything they could to promote the chaos and the insurgency and the civil war there. But, whether it's 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, I really don't know. All we can do is just watch and see. We can't influence it at all. And remember, time and time again, they've tried to establish their world order. In the early part of the 20th century, there was a Krishnamurti, and he was to become the new ruler of the world. But God intervened and discouraged him, and he wouldn't accept the position. And so it's taken them almost 100 years now, 80 years anyway, since Krishnamurti came to America. Basically, God has a timetable, Lucifer has a timetable, the elitists have a timetable in our country, the elitists in Europe, the Russians and the Chinese have a timetable, and we're just going to have to observe.
Yeah.
But prepare yourself for difficult times, because I think we're going to have difficult financial times, and you may be in far better shape in Canada than we are here in the United States.
Right. Well, thanks a lot.
Okay. God bless. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And right now we've got Ralph in Oklahoma. Hi, Ralph. How you doing?
Yes, hello, Dr. Stan.
Do you have a question?
Yes, on the the other metals there, the palladium, platinum, have they have not been doing what gold and silver has, is that correct?
No, they haven't. All those platinum, I think, was up some 40 cents today. It closed about about 1,226, something like that. We'll be back in just a moment. You hang on there.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Here on the Central Coast of California, we've got Ralph in Oklahoma, and Ralph was asking about the metals, and certainly palladium and platinum are not doing anywhere near as well as gold, but they're really going up. Just not going up quite as fast as gold is. I mean, before the gold was about half the price of platinum, today it's about maybe 55 to 60% of the price of platinum. But both gold and silver are going up. Pardon me, gold and platinum. Platinum closed today over $1,200. I think it was $1,226 an ounce. Whereas, of course, gold closed at $700 an ounce, and to be twice that, to be actually twice the price of gold, platinum would have to be at $1,400. So I think that probably platinum and palladium are going to fall behind. I think gold is going to take off like a rocket.
Oh, I do too. My other question, Doctor, was the satanic symbol on the dollar bill.
Right.
When did was that first put on there?
Well, it was put on the back of the dollar bill in 1935, but it was really designed by a committee of three men. They were John Adams, Benjamin Franklin, and Thomas Jefferson. It was designed in 1782 and put on the back of the Great Seal of the United States. Now, why would they have done that? Well, because both Benjamin Franklin and Thomas Jefferson were Rosicrucians. You can go to the Rosicrucian website, and they will tell you Thomas Jefferson was a Rosicrucian. Why would he have done that? Well, because he was very, very sympathetic with the Illuminati and with the Jacobins, because he wanted to destroy the existing social structure and to destroy the hold that the church had on people, and he really wanted to set them free. And if you read my latest newsletter, which will be coming out very soon, why, we actually have a quotation there from a man named Edward Genet, who is actually a Jacobin, affiliated with the Illuminati, and in that letter, and we have the original copy of it, he made the statement, of course it's in French, but he made the statement that, you know, why have you turned against me, talking to Jefferson? You had initiated me into the mysteries and given me the hatred of everybody who wanted absolute power over people. So Jefferson had initiated Edward Genet into the mysteries, and we have other quotations where he talks about turning away from the country of spirits. So that's where it really came from. It was a Rosicrucian emblem, an occult emblem put on the back of the Great Seal of the United States and hidden there for almost 150 years. And we'll be back in just a moment here with Ralph. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Ralph is calling from Oklahoma to ask me about the emblem, the occult emblem on the back of the dollar bill, the unfinished pyramid capped by the triangle that contains the glorified eye, which is the emblem of the ancient mystery religions. And anybody who doubts that, well, you can see the movie. It's called The Man Who Would Be King with Sean Connery and Michael Caine. And the whole movie centers around that emblem there. It's a Masonic emblem. But, of course, it was an occult emblem long before the Masons were established in 1717. This dates back thousands of years. So, but basically, it was put on the back of the Great Seal of the United States in 1782, having been designed by Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin, both of whom were acquainted with the Rosicrucians. Ralph, have you seen the DVD or the video we have, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning?
No, I haven't.
It's well worthwhile getting. It's very well done. And it gives you the whole background. It takes you back to Dr. D in the late 1500s, Queen Elizabeth to Francis Bacon, who was really the architect of so much of what's going on today, even though he died in 1626. But it was his disciples that came to America to establish the Rosicrucians and then the Masons here, and of course to bring to America the influence of the Illuminati. And they were behind the destruction of the moral fabric of our society that was so prevalent in the 1720s and 30s, and it was only the first Great Awakening that brought about the American Revolution, because we'd become a totally pagan state by 1730, 35, 38. And then, of course, these wicked people continued working here in the United States, and again, we had a second Great Awakening in the mid-1800s. And if we don't have another Great Awakening and people understand the satanic nature of these wicked people working within secret societies, like the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, and the Trilateral Commission, and the Club of Rome, and the Skull and Bone Society, and the Masons, and all of the other organizations, we're going to lose America. Because all of these organizations have no loyalty to America. Their loyalty is to what that emblem on the back of the dollar bill signifies. The unfinished pyramid represents the move towards creating the world government that failed at the time of ancient Babylon. When the job is completed, we have the one world government. At that point, the capstone settles into place, and the Novus Ordo Seclorum, the new secular order, the new godless order, is established throughout the world. That's what it's all about.
Why do you think they waited until 1935 to incorporate that?
Because people understood earlier the occult nature of that. They hid that on the back of the Great Seal of the United States. But by 1935, most Americans really didn't understand this was a satanic emblem. It was the emblem of the ancient mystery societies. My grandfather told my father about the Illuminati and the secret societies. You know, at the beginning of the 20th century, it was about 35 years later that they put that emblem on the back of the dollar bill. But by then, most people had forgotten or didn't understand the significance of it.
Okay, I'm going to order that tape you just spoke of, and let me get off of here and taking up all your time.
All right, God bless us.
I was really glad that earlier caller it sounded like he hadn't been listening. He didn't realize you and Dr. Nick were friends from way back, probably, you know.
That's all right. I think it's a good suggestion. We'll have to get him on.
Yeah, I think he'll be a listener for quite a while, sounds like.
God bless. Thanks very much, Rob.
Bye.
And let's go to Hugh, who's calling from... Oh, no, this is Ben calling. Hi, Ben. How are you doing?
Yes, Dr. Stan. I listening to your program, you alluded earlier to the $500 million we're spending to build those six concentration camps.
I think it's about $450 million, right?
Okay.
I don't know how many they're building, but they're certainly building.
Well, the number is six, and I don't understand these Christian Bush supporters. Who do they think they're going to put in those concentration camps? Mexicans with tacos? Those are for you, people.
I know. The good people, they just have never... They're being misled by the ministers who are rallying behind the Bush administration, many of them hoping they're going to get some of those faith-based initiative funds that are passing out there.
Yes, doctor, and also you're a doctor. On this new Medicare bill, they keep threatening the elderly and disabled and the people who will need that care to sign up by May 15th or else. Or else what? You're going to die sick and unattended anyway. They're financing you out of that. And if you have a home, they're only too glad to take it for your medicine to keep you alive for another 3 months. That's the plan. Are we going to save our country or not, doctor?
Well, Ben, we're going to do the best we can, and I appreciate everything you do. And, you know, as our audience is growing, we got more people listening all across America. And all we can do is just try to get people educated. And I will tell you, I just called the other day about that plan, and I talked to my insurance agent. I said, why should I take this plan? Well, it really supposedly only has to do with drugs. Well, let me tell you, I looked at what I got from Blue Cross, and it said, you know, it all has to do with drugs, and you can be part of our plan as long as you go to one of our doctors. Yeah. Well, that brings the doctors under the control of the insurance company. And what happens if you go to a doctor who doesn't accept Blue Cross? I want Medicare as it is. I don't like the system, but as long as we have it, I'm not going to join this thing because I think it's a trap myself.
Thank you, doctor. And also... I called many congressmen today. You know, not one of them, not one of our congressmen, believe me, I hate to see my phone bill, but I called them, and they know nothing about this concentration camps. They're signing this thing, they're spending our money, and they don't know the cages are being built for them, too.
Well, you know, that's the great tragedy of our time. In fact, we've got a concentration camp special with video and 4 tape sets and all sort of information. People need to understand that the people on the other side know exactly what they're doing. And in that, you'll actually see Congressman Henry Gonzalez saying, you know, there really is a plan in case of a national emergency to suspend the Constitution and put people into camps. And has a wonderful exchange there at the Iran-Contra hearings when Oliver North is suddenly asked by Jack Brooks, Congressman of Texas, about the plan to suspend the Constitution. And of course, Senator, in a way, keeps interrupting because they don't want this to get out. They don't want the American people to know that even back at the time of the Iran-Contra hearings, the plan was already in place, and Oliver North was part of it.
Yes, sir. And please, people, understand me. I'm just one little American here with my one little vote, hoping that it counts. But remember what they did to the American Indians, they will do to you.
Amen to that. God bless you. Thanks very much.
All right,
fine. Well, let's see. Let's go to, is this a Hugh from New York State?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Hugh, thanks for calling. Let me just get our telephone number out again. It's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Are you listening there on Dr. Wolf's stations? Where are you listening to us on?
Out of Nashville.
Oh, okay.
On the internet.
Okay, fine.
I'm sorry.
Okay, fine. Glad to have you with.
And I'm thankful for you all, and this will be brief, but the metric system, there's only one other country in the world that's under the metric system. Do you know which one that is?
Oh, no, wait a minute. Europe is under the metric system. What point were you making?
The country of Burma.
All right.
And that seems like it's going to cause quite a, you know.
Now, wait a minute. I'm sorry. You're talking to the same system that we're under?
No, we're not under it.
All right.
And Burma is the only other country that is not under it.
All right. Well, basically Europe is on the metric system, as I recall.
Yes, sir, but there's, like I say, just the one country that is not on it with the United States.
Okay, but you're saying the United States and Burma, the two countries that are not under the metric system.
That's what I tried to
say. All right, fine. And basically, of course, they want to get everybody to have a uniform system. In fact, over in England, if you try to sell things by the pound, you'll get into trouble. You could actually, it becomes a government, a federal offense to sell things by the pound rather than by the kilo.
I think it's going to add to the chaos, you know, when this when they do join in with the other.
Well, basically what they want is everybody uniform. And what they really want, of course, is to get us all with the same money. And, of course, they're really planning on creating a crisis here and doing away with the dollar and having something called the Amero here for the Northern Hemisphere, exactly as they have the Euro over in Europe.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you very much, sir. I enjoyed talking to you.
God bless. Thanks for calling, Hugh. And let's go to Kurt, who's calling from Santa Cruz. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Hi, Kurt. How are you doing?
Fine. You know, there's a quandary I've been looking at. You mentioned the symbol on the back of the dollar. Well, the same symbol, I've noticed, of course, and then I went to Jane Whiting and talked to her, and she was explaining the occult background of it, which is actually too obscene to even discuss on a family radio program. But that symbol is on the Rerero, so the wall behind the altar in many, many Catholic churches. I think most of them. You know, I've noticed it in the missions, and then like the one at Mission San Miguel, the alcalde, or mayor of Monterey, Munres, had gone down and painted that, I think, in the 1830s. So one of the questions is, you know, were the Masons involved in secret societies within the Catholic Church? Why does the Catholic Church have an occult symbol behind the altar so that when everyone prays, they're praying to an occult symbol? It's not just the dollar. And how far back does this go, and how evil is it? And what other organizations has it penetrated? You know, just how evil are the secret societies that must be in the Catholic Church if they're using occult symbols behind the altar?
Well, I think you have to understand, Kurt, that they, of course, have infiltrated all of the churches a long time ago. The emblem goes back about 6,000 years. And if you doubt that, we have an interview with Professor Quigley, Carol Quigley, who was Bill Clinton's mentor, and he talks about that emblem on the back of the dollar bill. And he says, you know, these crazy right-wingers, because he hates people like you and me, and especially Christians. He hates Christians. But he said, you know, these crazy right-wingers, they're trying to tell me that this is the symbol of the Illuminati on the back of the dollar bill. He said, that symbol has been around 6,000 years, and he's absolutely right. He was a brilliant historian. He just didn't understand the spiritual implications of what he discovered. But this is basically the eye of Horus, the eye of Osiris, the eye of Lucifer. That is the eye that is in the glorified eye that's in the triangle. So that has been around for a long period of time now. You have to understand that there have always been people on the other side who were hired as artists, and they would go into a Catholic church, and they would put these occult emblems there, and they would hide them in plain sight, and nobody would realize their significance. I recently was part of a motion picture. It was called The Rape of the Soul. Was put together by a Catholic filmmaker, showing all the occult art in Catholic churches, and some of this is so obscene that I can't even discuss it on this program. But it was all hidden there. It had nothing to do with the church. Most of the people in the church didn't know it was there. There was actually one crucifix that was actually St. Francis of Assisi. I think he lived in about the 1200s. He used to pray to all the time. And, of course, the nuns recognized how obscene it was. They hid it for 700 years. And it was only recently brought out, because there are some very dark forces in the Catholic Church at the present time. And those of you who have not yet heard our four-tape set, the wisdom of Malachi Martin. Malachi Martin was a Jesuit. He was a confidant of Pope Paul the 23rd, and fascinating insert into the occult influence within the Catholic Church. And it is there because it's far easier to destroy a church from within than from without. So they've infiltrated the Catholic Church, but then they've infiltrated the Protestant Church. They've infiltrated the Jewish training for the rabbis, and so they're everywhere, and they hide their symbols in plain sight. You see them all the time, and you just don't recognize them. You look at the emblem of the Trilateral Commission. What is it? A circle with three sixes, and the center, as these sixes come together, form an upside-down broken cross. The emblem of the DARPA, the defense agency that spies on it, shows that symbol on the back of the dollar bill peering out over the world. And that's a very, very, anybody can go up on the internet and pull that down. Look at the screen with CBS News, and in the lower right-hand quadrant, you see that eye. And, of course, that's truly a demonic symbol. It goes back to the time of the Illuminati. So they hide these things all over, Kurt. And it doesn't necessarily reflect the attitude of the people in the Catholic Church, but believe me, somebody put it there. They knew exactly what it was, and the average Catholic has no idea.
Well, it's on the wall in huge numbers of Catholic churches, but there's more to that. There's also the Catholic Church has pretended, is my word, to be against Masonry, but P2, or Propaganda Do, if you read In God's Name by David Yellow, Michele Sindona, who was in charge of the Vatican Bank, Gelli, an Italian businessman and banker, I believe, were members of P2, and evidently a huge number, maybe as many as half, of the cardinals are members of P2, which is supposed to be one of the most evil Masonic lodges in the world. So that certainly seems to be double-faced to me.
Well, they've got real problems in the Catholic Church. But, of course, if you wanted to destroy Christianity, wouldn't you infiltrate the Catholic Church to do that?
Well, my wonder is, when Constantine made the Christianity the national religion, the empire's religion, my wonder is if the religious department didn't pull a fast one on him and merely wallpaper a look of Christianity over the actual pagan religions, which stayed the same.
Well, I think that they did adopt many of the holidays of the pagan religions, but there were an awful lot of good Christians back in that time. Just as there are a lot of good Christians in the Catholic Church today and in the Protestant Church, it's just that most people don't know what's going on. Hey, we got to run. We got a board full of people.
Much.
Thank you so much. Let's go. Is this Bob calling from Texas?
Hello?
Hello, is this Bob?
No, this is Alan.
All right, fine. Hang on, Alan. Let's go to Bob in Texas. Hi, Bob.
Hi. I was calling about the cell phone.
Right.
The only way you can break the connection is even if you shut it off, that's how they know where to route the calls. The only way you can break the connection is to pull the battery out.
All right, fine.
So they tracked an entire kidnapping team. It was part of the CIA last year, year before last, in Europe. They kidnapped a guy out, and they got the guy, one of the members' number and his name. And they tracked him for 7 days. They called home back in the States. They knew everybody was involved in it. And funny enough, that was part of the CIA.
Yeah, fine. Of course, the thing is that is certainly you think it's a great idea, but what happens if you just happen to be somebody they don't like?
Well,
that's what's so frightening about it. So these are a double-edged sword.
Well,
and the technology, of course, gives a small group of people the ability to control and dominate the world, and that's what it's really all about.
Well, you want to, if you ever need to, you can always turn it on, put it on the back of a 18-wheeler headed the other way and go the opposite direction.
God bless. Thanks so much, Bob.
We
appreciate you. And let's go to Alan calling from Calgary. Does he have a question, Alan?
Well, yeah, I guess I should have a question, or I just maybe more of a statement.
All right, hang on. We're going to let you get that out in just a moment here. We're going to have a little brief break, and we'll be with you in just a moment.
Right.
All right, Alan, you have want to say something?
Yeah, I just, I don't know if I'm quite current with the current program I'm listening to on the net, maybe not live, but needless to say, I was just following that along and was noticing, you know, you guys have a major problem, obviously, with, the two-party system that you have down in the United States there, with really tough for new parties to sort of even get started down there. I sort of followed the Libertarian Party there for a while, I guess it was two elections ago, and saw that they struggled really hard to kind of get started, a sort of a very freedom-based type of policy that they had. And, what does it take for people in the United States to sort of start looking at, policies like that to maybe get away from your two-party system that just causes such a problem and so much control over the population?
Well, I think that really it's a matter of understanding that both political parties are controlled at the top, but also the fact that our media is controlled at the top. And people say, well, I really don't like the Republicans, but I'm going to vote for them anyway because I don't want Hillary to get in or Bill Clinton to get in or I don't want to throw my vote away. And they better understand that when they vote for the lesser of two evils, they're voting for evil. And until enough people really care and are willing to commit themselves to this battle, nothing's going to change. And our job is to convince them that the leadership of both parties is controlled by exactly the same people. Their goal is globalism, the destruction of America. And when enough people care and enough people believe, then we're going to be able to make a difference. I think right now there's this great spiritual blindness, and I'm just hoping that God will remove the blinders from people's eyes and they can begin to see reality for what it really is.
Yeah, and I think really what that boils down to is people need to stop looking at maybe the truth so much and maybe looking at honesty and what that entails, because it seems to me truth is so manipulated all the time, and if people look at things honestly, then all that crap, so to speak, will fall away, and you'll see what's really there and how dishonest the whole political system is, either be it United States or Canada or just about anywhere else in the world. And it needs to change for us to have a free society, everywhere.
Well, Alan, first of all, Canada and America are intimately bound together. We all have the same problems, and if America goes down, Canada goes down. So our job is to try to get people to understand what's going on. This is why I spend 5 hours a day behind a microphone trying to get people to think. So all we can do is do our best, realizing the final analysis, it's God's battle. We're called to do our best, and after that, it's up to Him.
Fair enough. And God bless everybody.
God bless you. Thanks very much for calling, Alan. Okay, fine. That was Alan calling from Calgary in Canada, up there where they have the stampede every summer. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I have to remind our listening audience that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we're really dependent on those of you who listen to our programs to help us as we reach out 5 hours a day across America, really across the world, with information you're not going to get elsewhere. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family for a suggested gift of $20 a month or more, you'll get our four best tapes or CDs of the month, you'll get our monthly newsletter, and of course, that's the mainstay of what we do. And people, month in, month out, year in, year out, decade in, decade out. Well, we've been at it for over a decade now, almost a decade and a half, helping us, and that's how we're going to hopefully begin having an impact. And we've got a lot of loyal people out there who have been with us almost from the very beginning, and we do appreciate your help. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, if you'd like a free copy of our newsletter, give us a call. We'll be glad to send you one so you can see what we're about. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. You can listen to our programs there on the Internet or the shortwave. Or we're on Telstar 5, 9 hours a day. And if you have a radio station in your area that would like 24 hours programming, we can offer it. We've got certainly Joyce Riley and Pastor Chris Meyer and Pastor Butch Paul on the programs with us. And we're just trying to get the truth out, to get people to understand that behind everything going on today are powerful spiritual forces intent upon destroying the very soul of America and enslaving our people and plunging the whole world into chaos and destruction. And things are really not looking too good. It looks like we're going to have some sort of war in the Middle East or expand the war. Under any circumstances, they're not going to bring all of our boys home. George Bush has already said that the next president is going to have to decide what to do with Iraq. Oh, we may pull some troops out, but we're not going to pull all of our troops out. We're planning on staying there indefinitely. After all, we won the war in Europe in 1945. We've still got our troop station in Germany. We won the war with Japan in 1945. We've still got 40,000 or 50,000 troop stationed there. And in Korea in 1950, 54, 55, and we've still got troop stationed there. We're occupying all these nations. We've got troops stationed in 130 nations throughout the world. Why? Because the whole idea was to have America lead the world into the New World Order and the New World Religion, the Novus Ordo Seclorum. And that's what the emblem on the back of the dollar bill is all about. And if you read George Bush's first and second inaugural speeches, he will tell you exactly what we're going to do. We are going to bring democracy to the whole world. Why do we want to bring democracy when our founding fathers did not want a democracy? They wanted a free society with limitations placed on the power of government. Because the goal of democracy has been the goal of the ancient mystery religions going back 3,000 years. And if you read my newsletters, you can see the similarity between what George Bush is saying and people like Manly P. Hall, who is a Satanist, are saying. And we even have his book, if you want to read it, The Secret Destiny of America, and so many other books through Radio Liberty. Get our catalog, or go to our website, look at the books we have. But read Brotherhood of Darkness, and get the video, or know the DVD. Certainly watch my videos on the world revolution, Iraq, the untold story. The best enemies money could buy. Population control. Actually, you can get any 5 of the videos we've actually produced for $69.95. Now, we can't give you videos we haven't produced, but you can get 5 of the videos we produced, and you get tired of hearing me talk, but there's a lot of great information there. I do what I do because I've been at this for 44 years, and I want to pass on to you the information I have while I'm still able to, so that when I'm not here, you can pick up and go on from there. And understand that behind everything that is going on, there truly are demonic forces. There is another dimension that these people are able to reach into, and that is, of course, where the great power that these people have, the great wealth, they've sold their souls to the devil. If you haven't seen the videos, they sold their souls for rock and roll. You need to get them. Please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for Radio Liberty, but pray for our provision and our protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, May the Lord be with you.